president's decision also has critics in the U.S. Many arms control experts said the step was unnecessary because the treaty does not prevent the United States from testing the missile defense system most likely to be deployed initially, and they worry that breaking the treaty will make it harder for the U.S. to sustain international coalitions in the fight against terrorism. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
It didn't have to happen now. That's the view of many arms control experts who until this week thought an agreement with Russia to test new anti-missile technologies was possible without walking away from the ABM treaty. For months, the Bush administration had been talking with the Russians about such an arrangement, and those talks intensified after September 11th, when it became clear the United States needed the support of Russia for the military actions in Afghanistan. Now some critics of the administration say those were phony negotiations. Jack Mendelson, a former arms control specialist at the State Department, says the administration was not interested in working out a deal with Russia that would have allowed a broad range of missile defense tests without some commitment to deploy a system when it proved ready.
That wasn't what they were seeking. The administration was basically seeking total freedom of action. And that could only be achieved by the Russians agreeing with us to leave the treaty or by us leaving the treaty unilaterally, which is what happened.
The ABM treaty does not allow either Russia or the United States to test sea-based or airborne anti-missile technology or systems in space. But it does allow land-based tests like the one earlier this month that successfully intercepted a Mach warhead over the Pacific Ocean. Critics say that no sea-based or airborne elements are anywhere near ready for testing, let alone deployment. But the Pentagon has announced its intention to add a radar system carried on the Aegis cruiser to its testing program, which would have violated the treaty. In any case, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld said yesterday there's no longer any need for the treaty because the entire security relationship with Russia has changed, especially after both nations recently announced deep reductions in deployed offensive nuclear weapons.
30 years ago, that treaty put into place, there was an arms race after the treaty was in place. During all the period of arms control, the numbers of weapons soared, and here we are without an arms control agreement, and they're declining. By thousands. I think that's not a bad lesson.
For two decades, the debate over missile defense has divided largely along party lines, with most Democrats against it, most Republicans in favor. The attacks on September 11th seem to have hardened both positions. Opponents say the threat to the United States is more likely to come not in the form of a ballistic missile, where missile defense advocates say the attacks prove terrorists or their state sponsors would not be deterred from using missiles against the United States. But a few people have changed their mind. Michael Nacht, an arms control negotiator during the Clinton administration, now dean of the School of Public Policy at Berkeley, says the U.S. must now include missile defenses in its protection of the homeland.
Is it likely that we're going to face in the short term ballistic missile attack on the continental United States? I don't think so, but this is an insurance policy. Given the world that we're in, it makes sense to be able to deploy as quickly as we can effective ballistic missile defenses to protect our allies, our forces abroad, and our homeland against missile attack.
The critics also say President Bush's announcement is an unnecessary slap in the face of Russia. At the White House yesterday, the president indicated he believes it is anything but.
President Putin and I have also agreed that my decision to withdraw from the treaty will not in any way undermine our new relationship or Russian security. As President Putin said in Crawford, we are on the path to a fundamentally different relationship. The Cold War is long gone. Today we leave behind one of its last vestiges.
But this could establish a precedent, critics say. It might make it easier for other nations to opt out of commitments they've made in the international arena, says Jack Mendelson.
This action, I think, sort of undercuts our ability, or could undercut our ability, to form coalitions that we were interested in the future. And it's a bad precedent for a nation that says it wants international cooperation in dealing with some of the threats that it does face.
Beyond the current war on terrorism, those threats include the spread of weapons of mass destruction. Some fear the U.S. decision to walk away from the ABM treaty could lead to the unraveling of the broad international commitment to halt the spread of nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.